the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Rachel. Today we're celebrating Jesus and what he has done. When we sung that song and it said, "Oh, praise his name," that's who his is. It's Jesus. He's the one that we are praising today. We've heard already about his work from Paul's reading in John 1 and the part one of that poem. We've sung about what he's done. And later we're going to witness and celebrate what he's done as our friends get baptized this morning. But right now we're going to spend a few minutes just thinking about Jesus and his work. So John 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus has always been. For all eternity past, Jesus has been living and loving as part of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. And he played his part in the creation of the world. Verse 3 says, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." John goes on to say in verse 18 that Jesus is the source of life and light for all people because he is God. Jesus is a big deal. He's powerful. He's made the world and he gives life. We see through the Old Testament how God brings that life and light to all people, to the people of Israel first and beyond them too, giving them hope and freedom and blessing, even when they make mistakes. But there's more. Do you remember what it said in verse 14? This bit is the super cool bit, I think, as well as all the rest of it. Jesus wasn't just there in the beginning of the world. If you have a Jesus storybook Bible, you might recognize this picture. I wonder if you can work out what story it's from. Verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus came to earth to show the world, and that includes us, God's glory. He came to bring grace and truth. That means God's loyal love, God's compassion, his forgiveness, his justice, his freedom, his joy, his peace, God's holiness, the reality of sin, his salvation plan, and his transforming power. That's just some of what grace and truth is. All of the riches and fullness of God's character. Jesus came to bring it and show it to the world. I wonder if one of those things that I just mentioned stood out to you today, that God is reminding you of who he is this morning. John Stott talks about how God's grace and truth cannot be separated. They have to come together. And when Jesus is born as a baby, he brings grace and truth to earth for people to see and know. I wonder if when we think about Jesus as a human, sometimes we forget that he's also fully God, that he carries the fullness of the Father's glory to us, that he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Do we pick and choose his life and his teachings that suit us at particular times? Maybe we treat him like any other influencer or moral teacher, or knowing that he comes with the fullness of God for us, do we trust him with every part of our hearts and our lives? Jesus was, since the beginning of the world, at work in the world. Then he came into real history 2,000 years ago, and he showed us how God changes people's lives. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels in the beginning of the New Testament in the Bible, are full of stories of Jesus' grace and truth transforming people. Here is an example of someone being transformed by Jesus. If you have a Bible, these words are from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And you can follow along because the narration is read from the scriptures. Here's the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus sees Zacchaeus just as he is. A guy who was rejected by other people, who hadn't made honest life choices, and who'd messed up. Jesus brings grace and truth to Zac. Jesus sees him, warts and all. Jesus calls him friend. Jesus saves him and transforms his life. Zac repents, he chooses to turn around, and it's that bit's really important. And he welcomes Jesus in. He replaces his old life straight away with new life choices, influenced not by the Romans or the opinions of other people around him, but by Jesus himself. It is Jesus's grace and truth that transforms him and leads him to live differently. I wonder if Jesus has influenced our choices this week. Because Jesus is still transforming people's lives today, bringing them from spiritual death to new life and helping them to live. We're about to hear from some people who've come to know Jesus for themselves, who've put their trust in his death and resurrection to save them from their mistakes and lead them back to God. And just like Zacchaeus, they now have a new life in and through Jesus. And that's why they're getting baptized today. Baptism is an outward sign of something that's already happened in their hearts. They've decided to trust in Jesus' grace and truth. And now they're telling us and showing us that they have chosen to live Jesus' way. Jesus was there in the beginning. Then he came to earth in real history to bring mankind, including us, including Zacchaeus, God's grace and truth. I'm going to hand over to Paul now so that we can hear more about how Jesus has transformed people's lives. I'm back. Got some more things to say before we watch the next few people get baptized. Thank you, Rupert. Yes, it is exciting that Rachel's talking as well as people getting baptized. So, Jesus was at work in the beginning. He came to earth in real history to bring grace and truth. And as we've just sung about, through his death and resurrection, he demonstrates the reality of that grace and truth in action. He does the most incredible work of rescuing the world from sin and spiritual death. He loves the world and the people in it so much that he completes that work on the cross. He declares, "It is finished." Now, I wonder if you notice, there's a little bit in that song. It says, these are the words that we've just sung. He said, "Full the pardon he has offered, great the welcome that I received." Jesus gives us the choice. If we recognize our sin, if we say sorry and we receive his forgiveness, and choose to live in the fullness that God offers, then it's ours. That's what Zacchaeus did. That's what our friends getting baptized have declared and will declare too. We all have that choice. But what about now? Now that Jesus has once and for all completed his salvation work for mankind, he's not just abandoned the world that he loves. Jesus continues to transform people's lives today, just like we heard through those testimonies, and we'll hear again in a minute. When Jesus went back to heaven after his resurrection to sit at the right hand of the Father, the Bible says he is at work interceding on our behalf. He's talking to God, the Father, about what we need, which is pretty cool. That's why when we pray, we often say, "In Jesus' name," because our prayers are going through Jesus to God the Father. But that's not all. Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to help and equip his followers to live on earth. He is at work by his Spirit, transforming our hearts and our lives and the world around us. I wonder if you've noticed him at work in your life and the world around you this week. I wonder if you've helped anyone else to notice him this week. But what does it mean that Jesus transforms us? Well, I wonder if anyone knows about these things. Maybe from comics or toys. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a transformer. You might have heard of Optimus Prime. Maybe the Bumblebee. There are many others, but they're the ones that I know. So you get this car that seems to just be like an average car. But it can be changed or transformed into something, this new amazing creature with new powers that can help and protect and make the world around it a better place. That's what the power of Jesus's grace and truth is like for us when we trust in him. He rescues us, he heals us, he transforms us, he sanctifies us. That's a big word, and it means it makes us more like God, makes us more holy by his Holy Spirit. When we celebrate people's baptism, it's not just like a graduation from Christianity that ends in baptism. You tick off Christianity, and then you carry on doing whatever you fancy. Baptism is part of an ongoing life with Jesus. His grace and truth carries on transforming us so that the world around us can see his light and his life. That's what we've been looking at in our Resurrection People series since Easter, as the disciples of Jesus in the book of Acts live transformed after they've seen the resurrected Jesus. Now, here's the final bit of good news. Because of all that Jesus has done, we get to live with hope. That means we are sure and certain about something that will definitely happen in the future. That's what hope is. Often, that's something that this world doesn't have much of. And maybe that's how we feel sometimes. Or today, we might feel like that. Christians can look forward with hope to the day that the Bible talks about, that John, the same John that we've been talking about reading his book in the Bible already, he wrote about that one day Jesus is going to fully, forever finish his work of transforming the world. He will restore all things to be perfect, a new heaven and a new earth where we know God fully and we will be perfect just like Jesus forever. As we get ready to celebrate more baptisms, let's continue to rejoice in this good news today, recognizing who Jesus is and what he has done for us. We can give every part of our hearts and our lives to him again today to be transformed more and more by his grace and truth. And if you haven't experienced Jesus' grace and truth, the hope that he gives, know that he offers it to you. He loves you enough to have given you the choice if you want to accept it. You too can be transformed by his love. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for all you have made and done in this world. We're sorry for the times we've chosen to ignore you, to reject your grace and truth. Thank you that you love us, that you forgive us, that you give us life and hope. Please transform us by the power of your Holy Spirit to live like you and share your light and life with the world. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Paul.